Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? This is your boy, Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel, ready to get it.
What's going on, everybody? Some Mufasa Ra in the building.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. Family, we back again. Look here, it is the second show of 2021, and it's already on and popping. You know what I'm saying? Last year, every week was changing, and it seemed like 2021 finna continue that same trend. But we here, family. You dig what I'm saying? Thanks for everybody tuning in. This is Collective Minds Radio. Well, we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. So before we get started, we got a great show lined up, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the fam. But before we do that, Queen Rigel, how was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
Great week, no complaints, no announcements. Keep it simple.
Oh, getting right to it. Right to it, all right. And our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week. I had a good week as well. And saying no major announcements today.
All right. Yeah, no major announcements. And I don't have any myself, so I guess we can get right into it, family.
Oh,
so,
shoot,
this week
we
are talking about.
I just thought of something. This ain't no major announcement now, but it is something I just want to throw out there because we've done our investment, you know, shows before. If people been watching, Bitcoin spiked all the way up in the 40Ks, you know, the past couple of days. So if you haven't got in, you might want to still, you know, it might be time for you to still get involved and getting yourself a little Bitcoin because it looks like it ain't going away no time soon, so I just want to throw that out there.
Yes, indeed. I don't think it's too late. You know what I'm saying? Like they always say, you only want to invest money that you can lose and, you know, get your financial advice from a professor. But, yeah, it may not be too late to get in. Like our brother said, this is a great opportunity. It's a lot going on. You can either be, you know, distracted by what you see, or you can look at it as an opportunity. And like I say, it's a lot going on. So, yeah, pay attention, look at Bitcoin, assess it, and you can grab a little bit. And people think because one Bitcoin is close to 40,000, you need 40,000 just to get in. No, you can get in with $20, $50, $100, a grand, whatever. You can invest and you know, make you some money potentially. So, yes, indeed. Yeah, family. So this week, of course, you know, we are talking about the Stop the Steal rally that turned into the MAGA mob storms the Capitol. You dig? I like to call it the mayonnaise MAGA mob storms the Capitol. Mm. But it was an interesting week, family. You know, this is what we're talking about today. We want to definitely get your thoughts. Hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929 477 1697. So, yeah, Queen Rigel, we're going to start with you like we always do. I guess this transpired, what, Wednesday, I believe. For those that don't know, you know, the government was supposed to basically declare, or they take their official votes to declare Biden the winner. You know, this is in the Capitol building, the House of Representatives, and also where the Senate works as well. And at the same time, Trump supporters, MAGA people, you know, I call them white supremacists, of course, had a rally to stop the steal. So during that, they ended up just bum rushing the Capitol, storming it, going in, breaching security, you know, a melee. I think, you know, five people died. Yeah, five people died, including a police officer, and then I think four of the rioters or domestic terrorists, you feel me? So, you know, that's what we're talking about. I'm sure most people heard about it, know the story, but we're going to share our thoughts, and we're going to start with Queen Rigel. What did you think about what you saw with them folks storming the Capitol?
Wow. Well, it was very, very interesting to me. I just so happened to be watching it before they actually went inside because I saw it was getting revved up and kind of intense. So I was kind of just watching like, wow. I'm like, now, if this was a group of black people, I don't think they could have even got this far. And then when they start going in, I'm like, wow. Now, I'm not sure if it's coincidental or if I was just on some type of a delay or I had just so happened to get the information just right there at the same time. But it seemed like right after Trump said tweet about Pence, it's like that's when they just start going inside. I'm not saying that that's why they went inside. I don't know, but I know from my experience, I saw the tweet, and then all of a sudden, I get the announcement that they now going inside, although they had been kind of close prior to that. Then they start going inside. I was just like, wow, this is crazy. I just personally feel like, you know, it is what it is. You know, they have their reasons for going in there doing what they're doing. And I'd rather them go in the Capitol versus coming to, you know, the black communities trying to start something, you know. So I'm just sitting back, just watching it, just like Suge Avery said. I'm just sitting back, just sitting back seeing what the wall going to look like because, like the one young lady said, I can't think of her name right now. This is not our fight right now at this moment. You know, I think we can't just totally remove ourselves from it because we can get affected by the actions, you know, but to actually go out there and be a part of it, I wouldn't recommend that. I don't think it was our time to do that. I think we just need to sit back and see what they're going to do, see what's going to happen. Because it's almost like if somebody kidnapped me, if two people kidnapped me and they got me in the basement and they upstairs and they get to, you know, fighting with each other, I'm not going to come upstairs and start helping nobody. You know, I'm going to burn out or do what I got to do for myself. So I don't think it was necessarily time to do anything, you know, as far as the black community is concerned. I think we just have to be watchful and just try to just be prepared for anything that if it comes to a situation where we have to do something or react. But I just thought it was an interesting thing. The whole thing is interesting. You know, it's still not quite over as far as I'm concerned. I know before I made the statement that I wouldn't be surprised if Trump is the last president, and it's getting wilder and wilder, you know, so I'm just going to sit back and see what's going to happen. I don't want to take up too much time and give out too many of my opinions. I want to let the show unfold so I want to hear other people's opinions about this. But basically, you know, I just feel like it's just an interesting time, something to be watchful you know, something to just kind of get things prepared. I think people need to take this as a learning lesson to just get themselves prepared, because anything can happen, you know. So just don't get too comfortable around here. Just prepare yourself for whatever that can go down, because right now things is crazy around this time. And I'll leave it there.
That's right. Things is crazy around this part. It's getting wild. Yes, indeed. But all right, we hear you, Rigel. We hear you, Queen Rigel. Brother Mufasa, you know, Trump is your guy, like you always say. So what did you think about, you know, his supporters storming the Capitol?
Well, unfortunately, due to personal circumstances and personal commitments, I cannot go into this as hard as I would like to. But I will say that you have to look at the fact that people are wondering why these people won't stop. I mean, you got to realize, we're talking about Donald Trump and these people that was quote-unquote storming the Capitol, doing these things in, you know, in his namesake, for him. Some of these people agree with his, you know, his mindset on how things going on with the election and the way the government has been going. These people agree. I'm talking about people who stormed and law enforcement who was there, National Guard who they wanted to come. These people agree with some of Trump's comments. So you were sitting back thinking that they were going to start shooting and beating up on those protesters. Well, just like friends beating up on friends. It just wasn't going to happen. That's just my opinion, which, you know, let's say I can't go into it as much as I would like, but I just wanted to share that with you guys, and y'all can tell me what y'all think about that. You know, that's why I think they didn't get manhandled as much as people would have liked, because they are on the same side. So, yeah, your friend ain't going to beat up on a friend. And as far as, you know, the dying goes, I am concerned that, you know, the dying might, you know, get itself in a little trouble behind this. Don't know how much, but the heat is on. And, oh, man. I'm a fall back. I can't say the things I want to say. I'm gonna let y'all go in on it. I'm just gonna sit back and study, and listen to the y'all comments and the callers' comments. So I'm gonna pass. On this subject.
You gonna pass the mic? All right.
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
You know, I forgot to add. I will say this. It did look like an invitation. It didn't look like. It was a mob that stormed up in there. They was invited to do exactly what they done. So I will say that that's how it looked to me. It was an invitation, not a storm.
Exactly. And this is Brother Kev, you know, and I'm speaking for Brother Kev, of course, but, you know, just want to make that clear. But, yeah, this is me. It was definitely an invitation. I mean, and what it showed me really was that, you know, the Democrats and Republicans are on the same side. These are, in my opinion, they're both consist of a lot of racist white supremacists.
Thanks.
And they just had a family spat. They just had a little family fight, you know, because we know when it comes to black people or even white people fighting for a black cause, it's like they bring out the military. You know what I'm saying? They bring out full force. And these mostly happen in Democratic cities. You know what I'm saying? Well, all these protests be going on, Minneapolis, you know, where else? Ohio, like a lot of these places, Chicago, a lot of these places are democratically held cities. And all of a sudden, they know how to bring out the National Guard and bring out all these tanks and all that, which is a testament, I think, to how powerful and how how powerful black people are and how fragile they are or they see themselves. But this thing that happened with the mayonnaise mega mob storming the Capitol, and the one thing about this that was good is I was actually looking for some black people. I didn't see any. I saw a couple, like a few people send me pictures, but that's good. Out of 40 million, and only like you could count the numbers on two hands that was out there, which is good because, as Rigel stated, this is not our fight. We need to be prepared. We need to be circling our own wagons and getting our own things together, preparing ourselves. But this is not our fight. This is white supremacy trying to figure out how it's going to rule America as the minority, because that's what they're talking about. Joe Biden mentioned this on a call with civil rights leaders, that white people are going to be the minority. That's what this is about. So Trump's side is the blatant side, you know what I'm saying? They want to be able to practice white supremacy in the open, right? That's Trump's side. And then you got Nancy Pelosi and Biden and Kamala. You know, these people want to smile and pat you on the back, but still practice white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? And, again, this is Brother Kev and just my opinion. So they're really just fighting for genetic survival at this point. On a simple level, you know, you can see how the media are using soft words to describe these people. You know, the feds knew about this. The FBI knew about this. The National Guard, Trump knew. They were online for weeks talking about planning this. And the FBI tracks a lot of these groups, but they don't do anything about it because they're part of the same team. You know, the white supremacists have infiltrated law enforcement, government agencies, FBI, all this type thing. So they're just working together. And, you know, and they try to describe these people as like patriots. Man, please. These people do not care about this country. They don't care about the Constitution. Because as you see, black people's rights get violated every day. Civil rights get violated every day. And they don't care about it. So these are the type of people who use patriotism. Let me say it like this. These are people who practice racism, white supremacy, under the guise of patriotism. These people are fake as hell. And it really shows this week, because when you look at the global implications of these people storming the Capitol and this stuff being out here like that, America has really lost a lot of stock in the world eyes. And these are coming from world leaders saying this, you know. They've lost a lot of stock. So it's a bad look. It's not good. I don't think it's over, like Rigel said. You know, Trump seems like he's holding a lot of cards right now. He could pretty much tell his folks to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? So who knows how this thing is going to go. But I think this is exactly what the Democrats want. And I'm going to just say this, and then we can get to the call lines. Just real quick. And I think the reason they really hate Trump is because he exposes racism on both sides. You dig what I'm saying? He exposes racism on both sides, the Democrats and Republicans. And the Democrats don't like that because they're like, you're too vocal. You're too loud with your racism. Just tone it down, or you risk the black people getting on code. You know, you risk the black people figuring out what's really going on out here. So, Trump, you need to calm it down. And Trump was like, hey, I'm going to do my own thing. Like, it's me. This has been me, and this is what I'm going to do. And that's what scared the Democrats, in my opinion. And so the Democrats, the media, everybody wanted to vilify Trump because he was exposing them. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, it was just a mess. It really was a bad look. It really showed how fragile, in my opinion, it showed how fragile they were as far as this government. You know, it's very fragile. Yes, indeed.
We cannot get it twisted. It's only one party.
Exactly.
It ain't two parties. It's one
exactly.
party,
it's only
everybody.
One party.
It's one
exactly.
party just behaving as two. It's
right.
It's not.
Exactly.
So don't get it twisted. See it the real way. And
right.
they are, like Brother Kev said, the Democrats and the Republicans, they are just basically going with each other, battling with each other. This
yeah,
is a they political
battling
thing.
With each other.
This is a political
mm-hmm.
fight. They just, the reason that they, I know I've shown from what I saw, it looked very obvious that they knew that they were coming and they didn't do nothing. They allowed them
yes.
to come in there because wanted Trump. They wanted
yes.
to use that against Trump. They wanted
right.
them to come up in there and do what
right.
they did. They can use
right.
that against Trump to say,
exactly.
oh, he's starting this. He's starting this. This is not America.
Right.
This is horrible. But it
right,
wasn't
right,
horrible.
Right, but they was in
it wasn't horrible.
Right.
Because that mob, I'm sure, looked like the same mob that mobbed Black Wall Street, and it wasn't horrible then.
Right, exactly.
That's how they do it.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
why is now so, now they're like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. They just, it's just a game. They just using it to make,
yeah, yeah.
you know, to try to make him look so racist,
I mean,
like Brother said.
Yeah, there's actual videos of, you know, government officials letting people in, right? There's actually videos
yeah.
of government people letting people in. You got videos
yeah.
of police letting folks, just waving them through and all type of things. So, yeah, like,
did you
it,
see the
it's
one with
clear.
The
like, if you can't
you
see that this
the
was
selfie?
Like a it, with the who?
When the guy took a selfie with the police officer. He was walking out. They was escorting them out, the group out,
mm-hmm.
and he and asked if he could take a selfie with him. And he was like, sure. And he took a selfie with him.
Right. See what I'm saying? See, that's the thing. As Black people, we have to connect the dots. We have to see what's
yeah, it was
going
staged.
On. Not,
it was staged
yeah,
for a
Yeah, that was
bigger,
very staged. And not only that, but the media is in on it too. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, NBC, all these entities are in on it as well. Like, we got to connect the dots, fam. Like, it's time for us to start, you know, getting on point and seeing what it is for what it is. You know, it may hurt some folks' hearts to know that, you know, these white supremacists don't really mess with them. You know, it may hurt some Black people's hearts, but that's the reality, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the reality, and we're going to have to figure it out ourselves, which is good. You know, and this last point, Black people are really the only patriots on this land. Not only have we been here the longest, right? We've been here the longest as Native people to this land, and then also the people that was brought, you know, during the transatlantic slave trade. So not only have we been here the longest, we built this country. We gave the free labor to allow this country to become the superpower that it is. And we're the only group that has consistently fought against racism, white supremacy, so America can live up to what she put on paper, what they put on paper. You see what I'm saying? We're trying to get white supremacists to live up to what they put on paper because their ideas are so hypocritical and they don't make sense. You see what I'm saying? You do one thing, just like with this situation. You want to spread democracy and go around the world and tell these countries how to do and pick leaders and start civil wars and do all this in other countries, but yet look at your own house. You dig what I'm saying? It's very hypocritical. And the only reason America has been skating by this long, again, is because of the power of the dollar and the military. That's what did it. If you look at the last 50 years, you know, I consider myself a student of history. The dollar and the military has kept America, you know, quote unquote, on top or the leader of the free world. And a lot of deception and a lot of, you know, espionage and things like that as well. But black people are the reason that America was able to do that. But yet you want to treat us like, you know what I'm saying? You want to violate our civil rights? No, this is going to have to, you know, something's going to have to give. Like I said, because even when you look at Trump's family, they're from Germany. They came over here in 1885. You know, I'm almost certain that my family, part of my family, has been here longer than 1885. We talk about the first slave ship even coming in the 1500s or 1600s, you know, 16th century or whatnot. So we've been here longer than these folks, and we don't come from a country that has went to war with this country. You dig what I'm saying? Went to war with America. They had Confederate flags out there, which tells you everything you need to know. You out there with Confederate flags, what are you really fighting for? You see what I'm saying? That's how you know that this was white supremacists out there, because they out there with Confederate flags and they do that old USA, USA. That is a code for white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? They yell it at football games, baseball games. That's a code for there's a lot of white supremacists around. And they're trying to hide their racism under the guise of patriotism. And they fake as hell. You know, and all black people have to do is be brave enough to call them out on it. You know what I'm saying? Brave enough to call them out on it.
We got to be brave enough to do more than that.
But here's the thing, though. These people are cowards, because when it comes to black people, they always do ambushes, sneak attacks. With anything, they can't give a fair one, a straight up and down, because they know that they'll get beat. And this is not just, you know, in every case. I'm just saying overall, they don't want that heads up, because they know how that would result. So you do sneak attacks, you use deception, you use lies, you dig what I'm saying? You use cheap shots, you know, you attack kids, you attack women, you dig what I'm saying? You attack the weak and handicapped and vulnerable, but you don't want to go heads up, which is the situation we're in. So we need to let these people do what they do. And be prepared, protect ourselves. They could fight all year as far as I'm concerned. You know, they could fight all year as far as I'm concerned. Really. So, yeah, you want to be prepared because things that they do could have consequences that affect us. But it is what it is. You have to adjust to the times. No fear. And, you know, and keep it moving. Like, what else can you do? Like, you know, we're living life, so we want to experience the full thing. It is what it is. What's out of our hands that we can't control, you know, we can't be worried about. We just got to be prepared and hopefully we stay ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? You know, Allah willing, we stay ahead of the game, you know? But, yeah, I'm done, Rand, y'all. I just had to get that out. If y'all want to respond, or we can hit the call line.
Yeah, I mean, we can hit the call out. I was just going to just say, too, well, never mind. We hit the call out. Let's get a caller first. Let's get a call. Area code 314. Area code 314-755. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, I thank you for allowing me to, and this radio station, to voice those that are listening to the radio station, to voice their opinion on different things and different topics that is so well needed to be discussed, and especially
yes, indeed,
with this subject on the White House thing, and I where the people had access and just went into the White House, all of the majority of things. Biden,
it was the Capitol. It was the Capitol. The Capitol, sir. They went into the Capitol.
The Capitol. Yeah, they went into the Capitol.
Right.
Thank you. And it just I call that white privilege. I call that white privilege because of the fact that they are very careful and tender. I think there was the host that said it best. He said that the FBI and all the other Secret Service people knew ahead in advance. They scoured the internet. They scoured all the major media. They knew, and yet they sat back and did nothing. I not only hold the President of the United States responsible, because indeed he did, all of this stuff, like you said, he was the instrument used to bring out all of the things that was already there. It was already there. Nobody put it there. It was already there. But he was used, I believe, as an instrument of God to bring out all of this stuff. And I blame him because of the fact, number one, because he's the commanding chief. And anytime you incite stuff, and anytime you talk, your words carry weight, especially in a position like the, as you said, the leader of the free world. And he ran his campaign on what we call law and order. And I didn't see much law and order in those sentences, not only in that situation, but in everything that he has been saying. But one thing he said, and I quote, that Biden had made mention of, that President Trump said, he said, if you say a thing when he went, first ran, he said this, he said, you can say a thing loud enough and long enough. That's when he first started campaigning. He said, and people don't believe it. You say it long enough and loud enough. He started beginning to say that the election was rigged and all that stuff. He started that way ahead of time. And he said it long enough, and he said it loud enough. Even though it was not proven in court, and it was not proven, but he said it long enough and loud enough until a lot of people started believing, even black people believe. They believe, and they even believe it. He said that, though. And see, that goes to show you, and his inspirational person that inspired him was Norman Vincent Peale, the man that talked on positive thinking. And he said, you can say a thing long enough and loud enough until everybody starts believing. And they did. Mm. It actually happened. It actually happened. He kept saying, oh, the election is rigged. Now, it wasn't no talk about the election being rigged until he started saying that. Now, the old electorate, and it got in the minds of people. He said long enough and loud enough, they'll believe it, and they have. They've been polarized. And that's what I feel about that.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you, caller. Appreciate that. One quick response, because I heard this a lot, too, where people were saying, you know, what they did was white privilege. Now, privilege, it's such a sweet and non-threatening term, but that's why I don't like it, because it's not a privilege to practice racism, white supremacy. See, a privilege is, being a membership and getting certain, being a member and getting certain benefits. You know, that's a privilege. You know, it's a privilege to drive a nice car, live in a nice neighborhood, per se. But it's no privilege to practice racism, white supremacy. And I don't like to see, we got to be direct and explicit with our language and not be scared. See, they like the word privilege because it's devoid of any responsibility. It's like, oh, they just have a privilege, you know, they get to walk in a store and don't get accused of stealing, you know what I'm saying? They get the privilege of not getting harassed by the police. But that, who are the people that are giving them the privilege, you see? So we got to keep that in mind. Privilege, I don't like that word. I've seen that a lot. I've seen the media use it. I've seen certain black people describe it as a privilege. But we have to be explicit with our language and be direct. You see what I'm saying? A privilege, no. These people are practicing racism, white supremacy. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And people hate the word white supremacy because they like they not supreme, and we know that white supremacy is a lie. It's a fallacy in and of itself. We know they not supreme, but they have set up a system to where they're on top, and there can only be one supreme. You see what I'm saying? And that's the system that rules at this point. I mean, it's collapsing. You could call it white fragility because they have to cheat and create a system of deception because they're so fragile, in my opinion. You know, otherwise you wouldn't have to cheat. You know, you wouldn't have to lie. You wouldn't have to do things to keep other groups down if you were not scared, fragile, you know, and afraid, basically. So, you know, that's what we had. So I just wanted to address that privilege, and I apologize for, you know, if I went too long. But we can hit the call lines, y'all. What's good?
Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Donald Trump is not responsible for anybody rioting directly from him. I guess when Maxine Waters said what she said, go out and get it in their face, attack them, I guess she's the reason why I come to four police officers in St. Louis got shot over there on Maryland Plaza. And Captain Dorn was killed as he investigated the palm shop over there on Sarah and Martin Luther King. She did say those things. Ianna Pressley said the same thing. I mean, come on. Didn't Ianna Pressley say? Wait a minute. Kamala Harris said the protesters should not let up. Representative Pressley called for unrest in the streets over Trump backing GOP. Pressley is calling for unrest in the streets of America. Pelosi, I don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over America. I think y'all just see what you want to see. This was back way
what?
Back in the spring.
Right.
And wasn't nobody going
that.
To? Wasn't nobody going to the? I know of whites, blacks, Koreans, Asians, people from Nicaragua going to the rally as groups, all of Americans. And to say it didn't ever happen before, it has happened before. In 1814, the British burnt the daggone president's mansion down. In 1854, you had gunfights, bombings in 1915. The veterans from World War I stormed the Capitol in 1932. The Weather Underground in 1970. And anti-Vietnamese groups stormed the Capitol. And don't say people of color don't do it, because Puerto Rican separatists invaded in 1954 because they said they want to be an independent state, don't want to be part of America. And, of course, in 1983, there was a bombing outside.
Like
hold on.
There's
a bombing outside the Senate chambers when a member of the armed resistance, and in 1998, you had another armed assailant shot and killed two Capitol Police officers as he attempted to get Representative Tom DeLay.
Right.
Come on,
but
now.
Sir, there's been nothing like this, sir. There's been nothing like this. All those events you brought up.
Those were
not
worse than this. When you shoot,
what?
They shot,
no,
they shot two Capitol Police officers.
There were five deaths during this riot.
They were
some of them
was outside. And here's another thing. The purpose of save the election or save the vote, those people wasn't going there to do no rioting going and breaking in. You had some infiltrators that Malcolm X used to talk about.
Sir. Well, number one, let's be honest. You don't know what these people was going to do. And it's clear by the video what they were going to do. By
and what did they do?
Storm the building. And have to be honest. Like, I know you like Trump, and our brother Mufasa likes
no,
Trump.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with. Hang
clear.
On for a second.
Trump had
no,
a lot
wait
to
a minute.
Do with this. Trump had
wait
a lot
minute.
To do
wait
with
a minute. Wait a minute. This doesn't have anything.
We just got to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
This has nothing to do with Trump. Technically, it has to do with the United States Constitution. You had members of Congress.
Those people don't care about the Constitution. Did you hear what I said at the beginning?
That's what the whole intent of the rally was. Listen, you don't know why people care for something. All right, then why are you saying Trump? Wait a minute. Then why are you saying it was caused by Trump?
It wasn't caused by him. Man has tweeted the speeches he gave. He damn near said, "We're going to the Capitol." He basically said in so many words, did you see the speech he gave that morning? Like, he basically said,
I listened
to
the speech.
The
he said, you go, what they done. Well, look, we going to argue what?
No,
let me say what
honest.
I got to say, then you can finish arguing. I know you don't like I know you don't like to be challenged like this, but I'm sorry. That's
no,
just
sir,
the way it
ahead.
Is.
Go ahead. I'm quiet.
Hey, this was about the Constitution. You know what the representatives was there. They was there to count the ballots, the electors. And you had six states that was not going to accept them. Arizona initially did not accept it. So this was looked like it was planned to me. You see the one guard running up the steps, looked like he was telling people, come on, follow me.
Yes, now we agree. We agree.
And then
that
when they went
planned.
Inside
yes.
the chambers, guess what they confiscated some of them? They confiscated some laptops.
Nancy
with some
Pelosi
information
laptop,
on them.
From what I hear. Yeah, exactly. They had a picture of an email like, this is national security type stuff. They took a picture of a woman's email and her laptop is missing from what they report and other things.
Here's another thing, too. Here's another thing, too. Here's another thing, too. It also took your attention off of the COVID adverse reaction, the people who's having adverse reaction to the COVID virus vaccine.
Right. Exactly.
It also put
that's
emphasis
on
the uses of facial recognition tools. And that's what intelligence have been doing, not only there, but also at other rallies and riots, too. Just because you got a mask on your face, this technology can see inside that mask. Plus, it also can take records of your DNA aroma. That's an aurora, which is around your body.
Right, right. Yeah, facts.
Yes, I can stand.
Yeah,
they can stand back. They can stand back. Larger. They can take your DNA aurora and meet you at the front door of your house. They know who you are.
All right, so we're going to try to get some more calls to see what's up. But we appreciate you as always. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. But, yeah, family, like, come on. We know Trump. Like, Trump can't, of course, make these people do anything. But, you know, if they look at him as a leader, he can say certain words, throw dog whistles. It's clear that he was doing that. And he got these people motivated to do it. Like, what's like, why can't you, like, that doesn't mean, like, that's just what it is. It's clear. Because this is what he wants. He doesn't believe the vote count was fair. And he feels like he won the election. So he's telling his people this is what he feels. And they got his back as, you know, quote unquote, his supporters. So let's not act like that he had nothing to do with this. Like, they just woke up and like, oh, we just go storm the Capitol just for whatever. No. This has been brewing for a minute. Trump incited it, you know, with his words and dog whistles, and it is what it is. Like, I think we can be honest about that. Even if Trump is your guy, like, he just did that, and they follow suit. And that's what it is. Like, don't say he didn't have nothing to do with it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So. But
I personally think that they all had something to do with it, because I think it was I think it was arranged. I don't think it was just Trump. I think they all played their role in letting this happen, because, like I said before, it's them against them, and they used each other against each other. They knew this was going to happen. They allowed it to happen so that way they can use this to try to get Trump out and use this against Trump to make him look even worse than what they have been doing in the first place. They want to, because the whole big message is that it's Trump's fault. He inciting a riot. He's going to start a civil war.
Right.
He's off the chain. He's
right.
gotten these people to do this and that and
right,
all
right,
this
right,
and
right.
that. Get them out.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want him
yeah.
to try to run again, and they want everybody
yeah.
to go against him because they don't like that he is not, he's off their code. And he don't
right.
like the fact, they don't like the fact that he is exposing racism in America. Because now
right.
that it is out there, they want to say it's him. They don't want to say it's us.
Right, exactly.
They don't want to say it's America.
It's us, exactly.
They
want
to say, it exists, but it's him.
Exactly.
It's not us.
It's him,
it's
exactly.
Him.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
So
because think
they,
about it, family, before Trump.
Apart.
Yeah, I agree. Now, just think about it, family. Before Trump got elected, you never heard the term white supremacy in the mainstream, right? Before he got elected, they didn't talk about it like that. Trust me, I've been on this study of this system. Shout out to Dr. Francis Quest Wilson. But I've been on this for years talking about this because this is the problem. You know what I'm saying? All problems lead to this particular system. But they didn't talk about this in the mainstream media like that. After Trump got elected, oh, white supremacy this, white supremacy that. The white supremacy over here, the white supremacy. Like, they was just all over the place with it. It became familiar. So Roger is exactly right. They're using Trump as the scapegoat to say, hey, it's him. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
him. And they
yeah,
want to
him.
Use him.
Like
they're
going
to use him as
life.
A patsy and a scapegoat to,
yeah.
to cause everything. But, I mean, he's kind of falling in line with, he's playing his role too, shall I say.
That's
I just leave it like
that.
He's playing his role
all,
too.
That's why I say yeah. they all playing the role. They all
the role,
playing
right.
the role. They are.
Mm-hmm.
Because even him saying what he said, let's march down. They doing it just, what they doing is trying to trick the rest of the society to control.
Mm-hmm.
The political party needs to control the mass society. And this is their game against the mass society. They playing this game
right.
against the rest of the society. Because they
right.
want, because at the end of the day, they the ones create the control. It's they, the votes, they, you know, they, just like even with the stupid stimulus check. Everybody say America
right.
is needs it, but yet it can't never pass. That is the retardedest
right.
I ain't never seen. That's dumb. How you agree that something is so needed for the world and you in a position to do it, but then you don't. It's political stuff. It's political game that they
right.
playing and using the people as a pawn. They tricking the
right.
people, and they were trying to make they
right.
trying to make the people think that one party is better than the other when it's really one party. They trying to make it seem
right.
like the Democrats better than the Republicans. The Republicans are better than the Democrats, and they
yeah,
all the
they
same.
Be passing the race.
They
right.
all the same.
They used to talk about who's the most racist. Who's the most racist? They'd be like, oh,
and
it's Trump.
Are.
And Trump would be like,
things,
no,
they
it's
do things differently.
Right. They all
are. Yeah, they do things differently.
Exactly.
But
they just
all
go about it differently.
The same. They don't care. And
right.
just also for the record, too, people, the Democrats have had this position before and didn't do nothing. So I'm glad they got
exactly.
it now. So hopefully this year, you can really, you know, now hopefully you'll pay more attention because they had the presidency, the House, and the Senate before. Didn't nothing
mm-hmm.
change? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, America has always been racist towards the black community. So
right.
I don't know what's getting ready to change now. It's about to be exposed. Let's see. But, you know, it's a game. And they tricking the rest of the society.
Yes, indeed. Let's hit the call lines. Family, if you just joined us, we're talking about the MAGA mob storm on the Capitol. I call it the mayonnaise mega storm. Because that's what it was. Bunch of mayonnaise. But let's hit the call lines,
Rob. Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I just been listening. Kev, you want some BS. But number one, them raiding the Capitol had nothing to do with white or black. Y'all just, white people should have been done did that years ago. And now they done did it. Now y'all trying to say it's white and black issue. No. They did it because of the fuckery of the government. We've been getting it for years. And this election was fraud. And people seen it. It was called out. And they still denied it. And people are getting sick and tired of the government running us over, such as that last stimulus bill. They gave millions of dollars to all these other countries and only gave us $600. But yet they can get millions and billions of dollars to other countries but won't invest in your own country, men? No. They needed to raid that. Black folks should have been, like I said, black folks should have been done did that years ago.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting around here begging for scratch. So, and
right,
I applaud
so,
them people
yeah.
that raided that. They should have went with
okay.
they should have went with guns. And really done did it. Because we headed down the road for a civil war anyway. It's going to be us against the government. You could either get in line and go to the FEMA camp like everybody else, or you can get ready, stand, and fight. So you trying to make this a race issue is BS, Kev. It's BS. It has nothing to do with race.
I gotta say this because I'm not making it a race issue because based
yes,
on
you are, because that's
the
all
numbers,
you're talking about is white supremacy this, white supremacy this, and you're bringing it to the subject.
No, but what I'm
racism
telling you is I'm not making it a race issue. Race had a lot to do with it. Race had a lot to do with it. I'm going to tell you why. Because
they
the overwhelming majority
okay.
of people out there
terrorists,
were white.
If they are terrorists,
the overwhelming
then
majority
black lives
of people.
They're terrorists. Black Lives Matter should have raided the Capitol them damn selves. Just because the white folks had
hey.
No balls to do it doesn't make them racist.
No, that you're right. That doesn't make them racist. Them practicing racism makes them racist. So yeah, them storming the Capitol doesn't make them racist. What they
and first
do, what
of all,
they do,
first of all,
and
is not their first of all,
carry flag.
That building belongs to the people of the United States, not them. It's our building, not theirs. We allow them to use it.
That building
it's
has been hijacked from the people. A long time ago, that building ain't been the people's building in forever,
and
if it ever
problem.
Was.
And that's the problem.
Well, no, that wasn't the problem.
Is getting too powerful.
At one point,
they're overstepping
no,
their bounds,
the
and people have had enough.
No. That
and
was not
of,
a problem.
Instead of being like Black Lives Matter, sitting around crying about it and begging for it, they actually went and asked. I applaud them for that. They got balls.
Right,
so,
yeah, they did that, and they knew they wouldn't get touched. They knew they had help. They had law enforcement and government help. Like, that's, like you don't get applauded for working with your peoples. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you applauding them for when they just work with their people? See, now we know we can't come like that. We would have to come. We would. Black people would have to come strapped up, for real. You dig what I'm saying?
And then
they know they can
work there.
No guns. Shirts off. Some of them had guns. You know what I'm saying? But shirts
they
off.
They should went in there and took that American flag
and
flew upside down.
Exactly, because they were working with their own people, so they don't get no props for that. You dig what I'm saying? They don't get no props for working with your own people. They let them in the door. There was no resistance. What are you talking about? There was no resistance.
Like I said.
So they don't get props for that from me. You know what I'm saying? You can get them props, but no. That's nothing.
Shoot, Black Lives Matter should have been with them.
Well, I'm not here. I can't defend Black Lives Matter.
They'd rather burn their own neighborhood.
I don't mess with Black Lives Matter. Right, I don't mess with Black Lives Matter.
They'd rather burn their own neighborhood instead of taking it to work than taking it to the head.
Right, I don't mess with the organization.
They cut out all the middlemen and went straight for the head of the snake.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you calling. We want to grab some more calls.
Black Lives Matter is fucking around.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm going to let you get to another call.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks,
appreciate
caller.
That was
a good talk, you know, because I actually agree with both of you guys, you know, because just because somebody hungry, that don't mean they can't be thirsty at the same time. So I agree with the caller that, yes, they at that particular moment, they may have been going there because of what the government has done or what they perceive the government has
right.
done. But that doesn't mean that
right.
they're not racist and won't try to,
right.
you know, turn the table once their stomach is full, you know. Cause so I agree with both of you guys. I can
right.
see it on both ends because
right.
I agree with what he was saying and I agree with what you were saying, Brother
right.
Kev. But it doesn't –
right.
two things can be right. You know, so
that's a fact.
Yeah,
two things
that,
can be true.
That
that's
particular,
true. That's
yeah,
a fact.
At that particular moment, they may not have been trying to go against the black community, but that doesn't mean
yeah,
that
yeah,
they're
yeah,
not
right,
white
exactly.
supremacy. That doesn't mean that
exactly.
they're not part of a
exactly.
white supremacy group that once they accomplish this goal, they ain't going to try
right.
to do the other thing. You know, so
right.
once they – you know, you can be hungry and thirsty at the same time, but, you know, once your belly full, then you're going to quench your thirst. So it's like,
right.
hey, whatever. Let's we can get to the call line. So I agree with both of you guys. That was a good talk. Okay, area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Peace. How's everyone doing tonight?
Peace,
I just want to say, you know, and I'm not Team Trump or Team Biden. You know, I'm Team F them both. Man, this is a psyop being played,
Fact.
Man. And I can't believe that
Fact.
People are falling for this. I mean, you are entitled to your belief and your opinion. I think what you thought you saw was a completely staged attack, even with the lady
exactly.
being inside and supposed to be killed. Based on how I see things, I can't see America promoting white trauma to its people. You know what I'm saying? And when you see the lady even getting shot, it's like everybody's just sitting there, you know, like nobody's trying to get help. It seemed fake to me. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
like people have said on the line already that, you know, we saw that this is like an infiltration through Antifa and these people were led into the Capitol. I've never been to
right,
the Capitol,
right.
but everyone I know that has gone to the Capitol has said that, man, like they got snipers and everything else on the building. Ain't no getting in there like that. We got to remind ourselves of the sister that made a U-turn and got killed. You know what I'm saying? And there was a situation a while back where he tried to jump over the gate and they laid him out. They killed him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Furthermore, outside of the entertainment that everybody's talking and tweeting about, I would say that they were going to that man to hide evidence. And what evidence were they hiding? The fact that Trump, like him or not, it doesn't matter. He has a clear case against this election. And they know that anytime you have 60 courts and nobody takes the case, nobody, they're hiding something, man. Wake up. You know,
right.
you
right.
don't have to be a Trump supporter or Biden supporter to see truth. And so
that's a fact.
If you take something to court, you have to present evidence. And by presenting evidence, then you do lay out the truth to people. And they can't expose this hypocrisy that's going on. You know, like, I've heard things about this may or may not be over yet. So we got to watch
right.
how this thing plays out. But,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I won't tie your line up, but this is the illustration that was given to me as opposed to what I'm talking about with Trump. If you guys remember the Super Bowl when the Seattle Seahawks played the Patriots and they were on the 1 yard
right.
line, and instead of giving the ball to Marshawn
right.
Lynch, which is a smart thing to do,
right.
they called a play action, and it's the same thing. Like, people that were that were not even Seattle fans can see that this was something that was, you know, set up. So I think it's the same thing. I mean, with Trump being censored, you have a couple things with that. It's showing you that this is the direction that the country is, this corporation rather, is moving toward, and also only truth gets censored. And I'm gonna leave it at that. If possible, I want to see if you guys try to bring Pianchi on toward the end and give him, like, you know, a few minutes to close things out. I'm out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, that caller. Yes, indeed.
What type of request is that?
You say bring Pianchi in there.
To close things out.
We got you, bro.
We'll
see if we can do that. We're going to get the brother in. But, yeah, see, Trump, they're trying to make Trump persona non grata, which means they're trying to remove him from public view and, you know, basically strip him of all his, you know, fame and whatnot or support. That's not going to work because Trump, you know, they banned him from Twitter, but this dude started tweeting from other people's accounts. And then Twitter got to find which account he's tweeting from. So it's a whole thing where they got a little underground thing where, you know, Trump may be tweeting from another account, but you got to find it this way and whatnot. So it's a lot going on with that. And I agree with the caller, too, as well, just real quick, that this is a psychological operation. This is a psyop. I ain't going to say the woman did get killed or whatnot because I don't know. But it does look set up. It does look like, you know, they let these people come through because, like you say, the Capitol and D.C., period, it's just a major secure area, and you know, it's really hard to infiltrate those buildings. You know what I'm saying? So
that's how you know
that's
self-sustained.
So they was all in on it. They want to make Trump the patsy. So like you said, you don't exactly. I'm not picking a horse in this race. I'm just looking for the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting back like I ain't tripping off none of like. I'm just looking for the truth and watching the show. I'm not picking a side. I don't think one better than the other. I don't think Biden better than Trump. I don't think Kamala better than Pelosi. None of that. You see what I'm saying? I'm just peeping game. You know, just peeping game. But, yeah, I digress. Yeah. If you're just joining us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. I'm Cosmic Kev. I've been on my brother Kev today. I'm brother Kev today. I ain't got Cosmic yet. And we got Queen Rigel, and we got our brother Mufasa Ra. But we are talking about, you know, we talking about the, you know, when the MAGA mob, they stormed the Capitol. There was a breach at the Capitol this week, you know, to count the votes. And like somebody said, I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think it's over. You know, we could be looking for something at the inauguration if they don't cancel that. But like I said, I'll be looking for it. I'm going to pop my popcorn, see what time it come on, turn on C-SPAN or whatnot, and watch it like a show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to see what's going on. And whatever do, you know, we'll be here to report and bring you a collective mind's perspective. You dig? But I digress. You want to hit the call line?
Area code 609. 310 caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I have a comment.
Okay, thanks, caller.
Yes, indeed.
How's
everybody
doing over there? Yes, indeed. We're good.
Peace,
thanks
peace.
For calling in. What you got?
All as well.
Yes. I just got two big words. Set, definitely a setup. And I ain't gonna say, I ain't gonna say Trump didn't have nothing to do with it. Because his words and his ability to influence people, yeah, he had everything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the only one that had everything to do with it. You can clearly see. I've been to the White House plenty of time. I'm not that far from there. I don't live that far from there. I've been to the White House plenty of time. And like you said, the way they got it set up and snipers and this, that, and third, you ain't just getting up in there like that. This my whole thing. This is how you know it was a setup. anytime they have anything going on at the White House, just like when they had Black Lives Matter and they marched down there not long ago,
mm-hmm.
you see how they had it set up? I guarantee you, nobody came over there without getting shot or getting gassed or none of that.
Right.
Why none of that happened?
Right, exactly.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't,
mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is they try to play a mind game. See, the thing is, for years, we've been enslaved. Whether you want
right.
to believe it or not, that's the way it's set up. Look at the hierarchy of the way they have the hierarchy and they have the pyramid set up. They got us set up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so damn hard for us to reach the top. You got to basically, like, steal, killing, and do whatever you want to do
right.
to get to the top.
Right.
They don't have it like... Versus a white person can basically get handed this and handed that to get to the top and all kind of other stuff. But us, we have to basically go to war to get to where we get at, the position we get in. It's a setup. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's all a setup, and it's nothing in our favor. I'm just saying. It's been like that for years. And the thing is,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing is, if you think about it, when this Black Lives Matter stuff started, they got scared because they like, oh, these black people can come together like this and they can pull other
mm-hmm.
races. We better be careful. I'm saying, y'all better pay attention. It's not more,
mm-hmm.
it's not even just about Trump. It's about they don't
right.
want us to get wise and smart. And we need to wake up and stay together and stick together, like I said before. I'm telling you,
right.
the 90 we stand. If, like you said,
that's
we've been
right.
here way far longer than any other race.
That's a fact.
And they just came and stole our land and stole the daggone.
That's a fact.
And stole the Indians' land and say, oh, Colombia's found America. How the hell you find someone's already here? I'm just
mm-hmm.
saying. All
mm-hmm.
of it
and
was set up.
Yeah, look, Carla, a lot of black people don't know. Yeah, a lot of black people don't know that a lot of Indians was reclassified as black. A lot of native Indians, native people to this land were reclassified as black. But I didn't mean
mm-hmm.
to cut you with, but that's a point I had to put in, meaning we've been here. You still feel what I'm saying?
That's
we've been here alone. We are really the Native Americans. You know what I'm saying? They show you them red folks and those pale folks with the long, no, we've been here. Those are newer
mm-hmm.
Indians. We talking about old, you know, we've been here for a minute. So, and this is documented. But I just wanted to put that point out there.
And not only have we been here, look at our, mostly everything we use. It wasn't invented by no white person. Y'all better go back and look at the real
right.
history. Not the history that they wrote up for us to believe. Cause
right.
in the end, they weren't out here working in no fields. They weren't out here trying to figure out how to have lights. Black people was doing that. The slaves was doing that.
Right.
They
right.
took,
because
we didn't have the credentials, they took all our stuff and just took the credit for us. Like I said,
the
way
credit,
that
exactly.
The way the United States
yeah.
is set up, they set up for black people to stay down and white people stay
right.
up. That's how they got it set up. It's sad. It's a shame. But that's the way they got it set up. And until we learn how to stick together, I'll keep saying
right.
that. This is what is nothing going to ever change. We have to learn
right.
to stick together as a race, period. If we stick together
yeah.
as a race, we can do the second. I mean, we ain't got to go down there with violence, but we can take over the Capitol without violence. That's all I'm saying.
Right. We can do our exactly. Good point, Carla. Appreciate it. Right on, Carla.
Thanks, Carla.
Yes, indeed. Carla was going in. I want to say something, but we go get to the call lines. We gonna go ahead. Let's keep it rolling.
Area code 315-767. Carla, you on with Select the Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Hey there, everybody.
Hey.
Peace, Carla.
So, I'm in a bar right now, so let me know if the music is bothering the show. we can hang up.
Yeah, just make it quick, Holly. I do hear it, but I want to hear what you're going to
say. Okay. All right, so the MAGA rush, the MAGA thing happening to the Capitol, which wasn't the White House, it was the state capitol, not state capitol, but the House of Congress, where the Senate and the Congress are the House of Representatives.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Most of those people, the majority of those people are just elderly people, women, elderly women. There are some rough-looking, like, dudes in there, but that's the people that made it on the television were the people, you know, that would stir up the emotions of it being worse than what it was. But that whole thing was actually a cover, and I sent you a picture earlier of the operators that went in during that. They used that as a distraction to get evidence. They took 14 laptops in there. They're only talking about Pelosi's, and they're talking about it was stolen by random people. But those were operators that went in there. They trained. They knew where they were going when they were under the cover
right.
of all that nonsense, and that's part of the reason why they were let in.
Right.
They're
I can see that. Now, I can see that. Yes, I can see
that. That's why they let the crowd in, so that those people could go through and do what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Had I still been in the military, I might have been on one of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 14 laptops that were recovered. They're going crazy about the one for Pelosi and trying to say it wasn't hers and it was her aide's. But they have 14
mm-hmm.
different computers. Also, so that there was, it was actually, you were correct, it was staged to allow them to go in so that the operators can go in and do what they needed to do to get the evidence.
And do what they needed to do.
Also,
to get the evidence.
Yes. Last night, if you weren't paying attention, last night, Donald Trump invoked the Insurrection Act.
What does that mean? Break that down. What does that
mean? That means that they're about to do some, once they get these laptops together, they're about to do some martial law, and they're about to really put a halt on all these things moving forward. Because the courts did agree. Like you said, the courts should be hearing this case because of the evidence, but they're not. And none of the courts, like you said, all the courts across the land didn't want to hear. But they have agreed. What they did was they put it down the line. They are going to hear all the evidence, but they're going to hear it on the 22nd. Because they set a date, now nobody can say anything because the date has been set, but that's after the 19th, and they're doing that on purpose. Because after the fact, then none of it will matter. So they know the DNC knows what they're doing, and they control all the judges, and they have it set up to where it will be seen, but after everything's put in place. And then the third thing I wanted to talk about is if you have an iPhone, you might have noticed that you got an update last night. If you noticed that update, what it was about was to remove the emergency broadcast system from your phone. Apple and Google went in together and decided to remove emergency broadcasts from all Apple phones so that when the president goes on the emergency broadcast, the people with iPhones won't get it. They won't know what's going on. They won't hear. They won't hear the breaking news. So there's an update that pushed that out. Also, Donald Trump also started. It wasn't Donald Trump. There's a guy that's on Parler, and he's putting out very, very relevant information. Parler is the alternative Twitter. When they started kicking all the people that were alt-right or on the right or talking about, respecting the Constitution, all those people were kicked off of Twitter, and they started moving to Parler. So now, Parler is owned by Amazon, and Amazon decided that they are going to shut down Parler because Donald Trump has moved to that because he's being shut down on Twitter.
Right.
Also, Apple and Google both went in and removed Parler as an option to put onto your phone. They removed it from their Play stores and from, And then also during that Apple update, if you had Parler on your iPhone, it was removed.
Gotcha. Man, good information, Carla.
It's the sensor and to keep the sheet unaware. They want to keep the sheet unaware because people, I consider people who own an iPhone, they like life super, super simple because iPhones are the simplest simplest phone you can have. That's one of the biggest complaints about an iPhone is that it won't let you do things.
Right.
People still buy them. So Yeah, but that's what's happening.
Yes, indeed.
There's a lot of things being put in place by the DNC, and then there's a lot of things being in place by, I won't say the Republicans, because the Republicans and the DNC are pretty much the same thing, but we have Donald Trump, who is not a Republican. He just had to get under the Republican ticket. He is a independent, more, he's a populist.
Right.
He's not a Republican. He's never been a Republican.
Yeah, exactly.
He's actually more he's more of a Democrat than
he
a Republican.
He used to donate to the Democrats more. He used to donate a lot of money to the Democrats. Yeah. Yep. That's true.
So he only got on the Republican ticket to be the president.
Right. Yeah. Yes,
because
indeed.
He didn't
appreciate
like the direction America was going. Yeah, he didn't like the way the direction America was going. So he has risked his life and his legacy to try to turn this ship around. But we're going to see what's going to happen in the next couple of days.
Next couple of weeks. Appreciate you calling. Right on.
Thanks, Tom.
And just to piggyback real quick on what Queen Rigel said, two things can be true. I want to reiterate this point. Two things can be true, right? So, in my opinion, again, those were white supremacists that stormed the Capitol, right? Did they have a legitimate gripe? I don't know. That could be true. Did they steal the election? That could be true. I think they probably did. Is the government full of ish? Yes, that could be true. Do they have a legitimate gripe to run in there? Yes. Should black people have run in there? Yeah, we probably should. We should have did this in the 60s. We should have did this in the 50s and 60s. You dig what I'm saying? Should the American people as a whole should have ran in there. I mean, come on now. We're getting taxed. We got the IRS. We got these foreign entities owning government. Built like, come on. The American people as a whole should have been stormed the Capitol. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of things can be true at once, but that doesn't negate the fact that, again, in my opinion, I think these people are white supremacists. You know, y'all know my opinions on Trump, but I don't fall into the, it's just Trump, it's this and that. I think Trump has been what he is. He's been very consistent to me. You know what I'm saying? Which I like. I'd rather deal with the wolf as a wolf as opposed to deal with a wolf in sheep's clothing. You dig what I'm saying? Just give me the wolf. That way I know how to move. We can be, you know what I'm saying? We good. So this is what I'm saying. So, again, two things can be true. Yes, the government is full of it. Yes, we know the American government has been hijacked. Yes, we know the American government is ruled by a shadow government, the banking elite, like all these things that you can clearly see when it comes to American policy, you know, both foreign and domestic. You know, and we see how, again, from my perspective, I see how black people are treated not only in America but worldwide, but I'm an American, so, yeah, we see what it is. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things can be true at the same time. You dig what I'm saying? So I just want to put that out there.
Okay. Area code 314-568. Caller, you're on the phone with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay, maybe you're just listening. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Let's do this real quick.
All right.
Pianki, you there? You had a special request. You want
yes,
to wrap
indeed.
Us up?
Special request to give your closing thoughts. You didn't have heard everything.
Well, here's
everybody
the thing.
Did, you know, collecting mine.
And I
want
to tell people this. There is no separate black nation in the United States. What you call blacks are United States citizens. They live in a country that's called the United States on a continent that's called North America. That's what they are.
Right.
Those that say
right.
that they separate ain't going to give up that and denounce their citizenship if they want to. And another thing, yes, this involves everyone that's a U.S. citizen because it's about the Constitution. The reason why come the courts did not hear them, so how can you say that the courts couldn't find nothing wrong? They didn't even hear it. Why didn't they hear it? Because a process calls for it to be solved with the state legislatures. The state legislatures handle the electoral vote. Then if you can't solve it at the state legislature, then it moves up to the courts. The courts would give the state legislature the direction. You got to solve this.
Right. Yes,
and that's what really happened when they ran out. Arizona had already said, we do not accept these electoral votes, these ballots, that is. So guess what? It was going to have to go back to the Arizona state legislature. But what happened when those idiots came in there, for whatever reason, everybody ran. Then they had a meeting, or probably received a call, and then they came back and said, well, we're going to go ahead and take them.
Gotcha. Now,
like the last caller said, he's absolutely right. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. What do you anticipate for the next few days, you know, leading up to the inauguration, January 20th?
Well, Trump's not going to go to inauguration, and I don't blame him, because if he went to the inauguration, he would be admitting that Joe Biden won the election. Let me tell you something. You don't find many people like him. I've been around a long time. That man is something else. He's been attacked since day one, before he was even inaugurated. You don't find leaders like him. I'm going to have to say this. I don't see none in the black society here in the United States.
Don't do us like that.
Don't do it like that.
I got to tell it like it is.
Trump does speak up. We ain't had a leader that really speaks his mind. And, you know, Trump speak what he speaks. I would give him that.
I sent you an email.
About Farrakhan? What about Farrakhan?
Farrakhan.
Farrakhan.
Well, you can say what about anybody. But I sent you an email. You know what it's about? To collect this? I sent you an email, a copy of a letter that I sent to Twitter.
Okay.
I told Twitter that being that you are not letting my president, you close my president account, Donald Trump, I have no more need for your service, basically. I took a picture of what I sent. I took a picture of my account being deactivated, so people can know, hey, you got to do these things. If you disagree, if somebody is not per your values, that share your values, leave them alone.
Right. Yeah. Fact. Yes, indeed.
You do that when a store don't do you right, don't you?
If you don't have good customer service, you shouldn't be paid. I don't want to pay.
And see, here's another thing too. This is very dangerous when you got these social media conglomerates telling you what you can't hear and what another person can't say. And you know why they're doing that? Because Trump.
Yeah, that's the big thing, because a lot of Trump people are attacking big tech. You know, they're going after big tech, your Facebooks, your Instagrams, all these companies. They're looking at them as being part of, you know, this deep state or shadow government, what have you, whatever they call it. But they look at big tech as being part of the opposition, for what I'm saying.
Well, big tech has got an immunity. You know, you talk about police having qualified immunity. Big tech was given qualified immunity, too. And Trump say they don't deserve it, and he wants to take it away from them. And if he was reelected, he would take it away from them. I'm going to tell you something else, like I said before. Big tech like Google and like Facebook and Twitter need to be paying people reparations, because when you give your data, and your data is when you go on Google and search for something. Say you go and search for some aluminum pots and pans. All right. Then when you find yourself someplace else on the internet, up pops a commercial for aluminum pots and pans, because they have sold your data to these companies and they use them to make money.
That's where you should be
seeking reparations.
Right. That's a fact. You did touch on that last week.
Have you ever been on Facebook and they hit you with this? You may know these people. All right, I'm going to get off this 24. No, I was going to say, have you ever been on Facebook when something pop up and they ask you with a bunch of faces, do you know these may be somebody you know, wanting you to befriend them, and lo and behold. All right, I see you guys.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate
thank
it.
He scolded us. You know, my boy got off Twitter. I'm doing the same thing. I'm off Twitter, too. F Twitter.
Hilarious. Hey, I'm gonna let y'all wrap it up. I just want to say, man, it's been a great conversation, constructive dialogue. I'm looking forward to, next show, next week, see what's going to be get popping. And this is good. Like I say, this is not, as far as I'm concerned, as a black male, this is not my fight. I'm sitting here watching, trying to get prepared, you know what I'm saying, make sure I'm protected, my family's protected, and we're going to see what it do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to let the cards play out how they may. You feel what I'm saying? I believe in a higher power, so I know I'm good. And it is what it is. I'm enjoying this show. They could really do this all year, and I wouldn't even trip. You know what I'm saying? But I digress, and I'm going to let y'all, you know, close this out. But thank y'all, everyone. Peace. Appreciate it.
Awesome. You
got?
You
with
us?
You with us, Mufasa? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm going to let you.
Like I said, I'm just going to sit back, listen, pay attention. And, very strong callers tonight. A lot of good information.
Yes, indeed.
I'm with Brother P. I'm glad that he said what he said about, like I said, about Twitter. Get off of there. But everybody made some good points. But Terry made some good points as well. It's a lot to sit back and watch with this situation. It's a hot situation, and we don't know just how volatile this is going continue to be. We are in dangerous times, in critical times. You know, all jokes aside, we're going through some things that we haven't seen in our lifetime. So. Everyone should be careful, be aware of the situation, be aware of your surroundings, because you never know when something could pop off. Where are you at in your area, in your hometown? Things that trickle down. They say, doo-doo rolls downhill. So you never know. You might be downhill and something rain on your head. So just be careful. Be aware of what's going on with our country, with the planet. Because COVID is still here, too. We just got a lot going on. So I'll leave it at that. Everybody be careful. And I appreciate everybody who called in so I could listen and learn. And I appreciate Kev and Roger going in so I could break down what they had to say as well. It's been a good show. Good, informative show.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate everybody. Right, thanks for calling in. Yeah, this was a good show. Good conversation. Everybody made some great points. We appreciate everybody for calling in and willing to give their great points and share their thoughts with us. We truly appreciate you guys for tuning in with us each Sunday. You know who you are, and we appreciate any new callers and listeners as well. We thank everybody. And if you have any show topic ideas, you can send us an email at collectthemindsyahoo.com. With any show topic ideas. We love to engage with everyone and put out all, because we like to talk about all kinds of things. So we welcome all thoughts and ideas. But we do appreciate you. Just want to say that again. Tune in with us next Sunday at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and follow us on, should they follow us on Twitter? Follow us on Twitter. Facebook and Instagram. We out of Twitter. We appreciate you guys. Peace. Yes, indeed. Peace.
Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
collective mind.